Daniel Wright, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
As it is your first time on the program, we have some get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
I am.
Now, this first question is never fair to any lover of classical music or performer, but who is your favorite classical composer?
Well, if I'm forced to decide, then I would say Johannes Brahms or Dmitri Shostakovich.
Very nice. What do you like about them?
Well, I think with Brahms, it is something about the first contact with classical music and childhood memories. So that was the composer that was the first to make a huge impression and impact on me. And I felt just very, very connected to his tonal language afterwards. And Shostakovich, also the wide spectrum and also the political layer behind the compositions, that I just find them two really fascinating composers.
Is there a movie or TV show that you've really been into lately?
Well, I think that would be the Norwegian movie, The Worst Person in the World, out of the last years. And this, of course, not recently produced, but I am lately very much into the movies of Stanley Kubrick.
Uh-huh. What's your drink of choice at a bar?
That would be a nice whiskey or an espresso martini.
Now, in your opinion, what is the best instrument in an orchestra?
I'm not sure if I should tell my favorite.
I knew this is a very dangerous question.
That is, I think, this is exactly the most dangerous question a conductor can get. But I would say that is the French horn and cello.
Very nice. Very nice. What's your dream travel destination?
Well, I've never been to Japan, so that is one of my big dreams, to travel that country. And within Europe, I've also not yet been to Greece, so I really want to travel a couple of places there which are of historical importance.
Tell us a bit about yourself, your musical beginnings.
So in my youth, I was learning to play the piano and the French horn. I also studied a little bit the trombone and organ. And one of my main musical interests was actually composition in that time. Then after a while, I decided to study piano music theory and conducting, which I did in Freiburg, Frankfurt in Germany, and Oslo in Norway. 2018, I went to Norway to study there my master's in conducting. And that was a really wonderful time to be there, because on the one hand, the master's program there provided a lot of time with semi-professional and professional orchestras. And in addition to that, Norway had newly found a conductor's program to support and foster young conductors. So they did a competition where one could get places in different masterclasses with the Norwegian professional orchestras. And they had one top prize for one person, which contained to have with every Norwegian professional orchestra 1 week of work together with an entire concert program. And in 2019, I was fortunate enough to get this prize and work then in the following 2 years with all the Norwegian professional orchestras. I would say now, in the perspective back, that was for sure one of the most essential steps for my career, because one really learns how to work with a professional orchestra for an entire week, how to inspire a professional orchestra, what to say, what not to say. And of course, I gained also quite some repertoire within this project. So this was all a wonderful experience. Then in 2021, I finished my master's in Oslo and worked as a freelance conductor afterwards until I got the assistant conductor position with the Cleveland Orchestra in the summer of 2022.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up on the countryside in the southwest of Germany, close to Baden-Baden. So I was actually not automatically surrounded by a lot of classical music. My family doesn't have any musical background. So in the beginning, it was quite a challenge to be provided with inspiration for classical music. I had two very essential concert experiences where I really fell in love with classical music and orchestral music in specific, and decided then that I want to spend my life with orchestral music. So besides visiting the school, I took up some sort of pre-studies in Freiburg, for which I had to travel like 3 to 5 times per week for 2 hours to Freiburg to study with the professors there. But that was a really wonderful time with a lot of inspiration and, of course, many golden moments of having the first time contact with pieces that mean a lot to me now.
How did you find yourself in Cleveland?
This was a wonderful start here. Actually, the audition in Cleveland with the orchestra was my very first time being in the U.S. at all. And then starting here in summer of 22 was just wonderful. The orchestra is very, very warm-hearted and welcoming to me. I am very happy to conduct a lot of projects, if it is all the education or family concerts, if it's preparatory rehearsals for Franz Welser Myst, for example, or other community concerts. It has been really great pleasure to work with the orchestra, and of course, an unbelievable privilege to be able to work and make music on such a high level.
Now, as part of your job, you're the conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra Youth Orchestra, which is, you know, what we're all excited about here in Toronto, because you're doing exchange with the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. But I want to learn a little bit first about your youth orchestra. What is the age range of that group?
In our youth orchestra, the musicians are between 13 and 18 years old.
Okay, so a little younger than the TSYO. I think the cutoff age there is 22.
Exactly, it is. Yeah.
What's the rehearsal and performance schedule?
So we have 3 subscription concerts per season, plus a Martin Luther King community concert in January. Within this cycle, we have also always 1 soloist, which is chosen out of the orchestra by having a solo concerto competition. And then we are also having a wonderful cooperation every year with the Cleveland Orchestra Youth Chorus. So, for example, this year we could perform the Fauré Requiem, which was for everybody a beautiful experience. So we try to have as many influences and different aspects from the community as possible.
This exchange with the TSYO, I imagine, is a big undertaking. Do you know how this came to be?
Yes. So this will be a really wonderful project. The TSYO has its 50th anniversary this year. A chief executive officer of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, Mark Williams, was previously the chief artistic officer at the Cleveland Orchestra. And so he reached out to Koyo and suggested, as a part of their 50th anniversary, this exchange project. And we were discussing it, finding it a really wonderful idea, since we had been also thinking about possibilities of exchange and touring in a post-pandemic time. And so we thought this would be really a great chance for everybody in the orchestras, and agreed to do this together.
The centerpiece of the program is Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. Is there a particular reason why this work was chosen to bring the two orchestras together on stage at once?
There is. So the music directors of the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra and Cleveland Orchestra Youth Orchestra sat together, and we went through a list of repertoire, which on the one hand had to be practically realizable for both youth orchestras, and it had to be possible to include this in the individual season programs in order to prepare this piece for the exchange project. And on the other hand, we wanted to have a piece that would bring to the young musicians a great joy, fascination, and by that also unforgettable memories for their later life as musicians. I'm always remembering how essential it was for me to play certain pieces for the very first time, what a huge impact this had on me and how strongly I remember these moments. And we thought that Tchaikovsky 4 is for sure one of these pieces that has such a huge impact on us. And I know also from a survey that we regularly run in Koyo, where we ask the young musicians about pieces they would like to play, that the Tchaikovsky 4 was very, very high up in the ranking. So after some consideration, we settled in for this piece.
Are there particular challenges in preparing this piece with such a young orchestra?
Well, the Tchaikovsky Fourth Symphony has very many different facades, which we somehow have to fulfill all musically. So since everybody has a different background, everybody is connected to different parts of the symphony. And one of our main challenges and main aims is to really bring in everybody with their full potential and share this potential in the entire orchestra to set free everything we can as a group together.
What are you excited about sharing with the TSYO when they come to Cleveland?
So we are greatly looking forward to welcome TSYO here in Cleveland. So we have organized a couple of community building activities. So the musicians of both orchestras will get to know each other as good as possible. Then both orchestras will visit together two performances of the Cleveland Orchestra.
Wonderful.
One of them will be the performance of the Magic Flute with our music director, Franz Welser-Möst. Then we will have also several Cleveland Orchestra musicians that are coaching the musicians of both youth orchestras on Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. And of course, I'm mostly looking forward to the great moment of having then both orchestras together in their full size in a side-by-side together on stage of Blossom Music Center. This will be then nearly up to 200 musicians, so that will be quite an experience for everybody involved in this project.
Oh, that will be incredible. It'll fill the hall with sound.
Absolutely. I think this is the biggest orchestra I had so far in front of me, and of course must be an unbelievable experience for any of the young musicians to be part of this giant organism of orchestra.
And about bringing it to Toronto, what are you excited about experiencing here with your youth orchestra?
We are very much looking forward to experience then a masterclass of James Ennis, who is performing in that week together with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. There will be a masterclass for musicians of both orchestras together. Then we will also visit together a performance of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra together with James Ennis and Stéphane Deneuve. And of course, very much we are also looking forward again to perform together side by side on stage of the Roy Thomson Hall. And I'm especially also looking forward and thankful for the young musicians of Koyo to perform in a new hall for them and make experience and memories.
Well, it's a wonderful exchange that is taking place, and we look forward to welcoming you here in Toronto. Daniel Wright, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. We are greatly looking forward.